I told Ron Padgett that I'd like to have "Nice to see you" engraved on my tombstone. Ron said he thought he'd like to have "Out to Lunch" on his. The heart stops briefly when someone dies. One massive, slow stroke as someone passes from your outside life to your inside. And then everything continues sanely. And I believe in you. X died, and Joe knew, but didn't want to have to tell anyone. But Carol knew, and so at Ken's 12th night party, she told me. After a few minutes, I took Martha home, and then I walked home myself, across town, through Tompkins Square Park, to Avenue D and 2nd Street. I went to bed, and then I started to cry. And I stayed in bed for 3 days and cried and slept. And now I'm crying a little again. But then I got up. I said, "Well, that's enough. Fuck it." And I got dressed and went over to visit Anne and Lewis as before. I asked Joe Brainard if he had anything to say about death. And he said, "Well, you always get lots of flowers when you die," which is so true, especially for men. That is, it's only when you die that you get flowers if you are a male. I don't think I've ever been sent flowers, not even on Memorial Day. I know I've never sent Joe any flowers. Once I took a flower from a nearby grave, where there were lots of them. It was in a little sharp pointed glass tube and stuck the pointed end into the earth in front of Frank O'Hara's grave so that the small pink flower stood up. On the gravestone, it said, "Grace to be born and live as variously as possible." Okay, I'll buy that. And once I picked a different pink flower from the earth in front of Guillaume Apollinaire's grave. On his gravestone, in French, there was a poem in the shape of a heart. I had to go to the bathroom, so I left then and went to a cafe across from Père Lachaise. They had a bathroom there. I had un Pernod there, and then another. I asked Thule Kupferberg once, "Did you really jump off the Manhattan Bridge?" "Yeah," he said, "I really did." "How come?" I said. "I thought that I had lost the ability to love," Thule said. "So I figured I might as well be dead. So I went one night to the top of the Manhattan Bridge, and after a few minutes, I jumped off." "That's amazing," I said. "Yeah," Thule said, "but nothing happened. I landed in the water, and I wasn't dead. So I swam ashore and went home and took a bath and went to bed. Nobody even noticed."